In a world where everyone's trying to be the best, two brave brothers realized you can't be the best until you identify the worst. Through minimal research and maximum opinion, they created the podcast that will save humanity from itself. Join them as they choose a topic and debate the worst things about that topic until an official worst is crowned. Ryan Vaughn, Jonathan Vaughn, The Worst Podcast. This and every Wednesday, hilarity ensues. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the worst.
I'm currently cradling Roe and Shania Twain plays.
It's not Shania Twain.
I'm currently cradling Roe. You know what? Fuck you. Shania Twain is playing.
Hey, everybody. This is Harry Bainbridge, your Dungeon Master here. I wanted to say thank you for listening. And if you could do one more step and take a look at our Patreon at patreon.com/badguysbsides. This does take a lot of our blood, sweat, and tears and money to make the quality that you listen and that we love.
This is the most fun thing I've ever done in my life. And the people I do it with inspire me every day. So if you got $2 a month, holy crap, would that mean the world?
Just $2 a month on the Patreon.
If you can do that, that would be huge. You know, that's the power of collective action.
Yep.
It's not about being a woman.
Thank you. All right, we're going to start the show. All right, bye.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Hey there, everybody. This is Harry Bainbridge, your Dungeon Master and DJ for Bad Guys and B-Sides. We wanted to take this week off, but in the meantime, show you a podcast episode from one of our brother podcasts, The Worst Podcast. Yes, literally named The Worst Podcast, hosted by Ryan and Joff Vaughn. Join them each episode as they select a pop cultural topic and debate and giggle their way to determining the worst thing about said topic. Ryan was a teacher of Bad Guys and B-Sides' very own Aaron Gold, so you can't imagine how funny this must be.
Hey, all you bad guys out there. This is Ryan Vaughn, Aaron Gold fanboy, and along with my brother Joff, host of The Worst Podcast. What you're about to listen to, I hope, is episode 165 of The Worst Podcast. The Worst Thing About Pizza. Pizza? But Ryan, nothing's bad about pizza. How can there be a worse thing about pizza? Well, trust me, there are plenty when you sit down and think about it. And we did. So thanks for listening, and don't be the worst.
Don't be the worst.
Here's the worst.
Duh.
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 Don't be the worst.
Here's the worst.
Duh. That's the worst.
And we're back!
And we're back!
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Well, it's 3 a.m. in the combat zone. Gentlemen, start your engines.
What's up?
Okay.
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up? What's up? What?
Remember?
What's up? What's up?
What up?
I am
the man.
Remember when Dad was just like only exclusively using Tim Hardaway quotes?
I got skews.
I got skills.
Yep, I got skews. There was another one too. What the hell was it?
It was from those commercials. You tap two step. Welcome back to The Worst Podcast, everybody. We love having you. We love spending this kind of ear time with you. And for those uninitiated, The Worst Podcast is the podcast about the worst of everything.
The worst!
And if we haven't covered your favorite topic, we will eventually. We'll get there. We take a topic and we mull over what the worst thing about that topic is, eventually deciding on a quote-unquote winner.
You're all winners!
And everybody is better off for it at the end. So that's what happens here.
That just happened.
It's what's gonna happen right now.
I am half of the hosts, John Vaughn, and
oh yeah,
my brother over there, Ryan.
Brother.
We're people.
We're, some might say, worst experts.
We are people.
Soylent Green is made of people.
Soylent Green is people!
Episode...
What?
Oh, you got your intro?
You don't do them anymore?
I have rarely done them. I usually just try to riff off of you.
We're going to deliver this one hot and fresh, bro.
Oh, yeah.
This thing's hot.
Okay.
This thing's hot and ready. This episode is hot and ready.
Just $5 for a large hot and ready pepperoni pizza.
So come pick it up. Get your hands on it.
Nobody outworsts the worst podcast.
I mean, I guess.
I guess
that's one.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
Tell me where I'm wrong.
I just did.
Episode 165 of the worst podcast. The worst thing about pizza.
But pizza, everyone loves pizza. There's nothing bad about pizza. How could you do an episode on pizza?
You want to get a beats?
We want to get a beats?
You want to go have us on a pie?
That season six, Sopranos, when they go to the safe house and they all get there and they just put all their things down. And then I don't remember who it is says that. It's like my favorite, one of my favorite lines. It's just like, all right, you want to get a beats?
We want to get a beats?
It's just some goon. It's some, yeah. Just some season six.
It might
goon.
Actually have been Benny.
Take that shit outside. Don't disrespect the pizza parlor.
Hey, you want to get a beats?
I feel like it was a season six goon because the family was just falling apart. And they're just bringing in generic goons. Yeah, pizza. I mean, it's... Everybody, I almost put on here like people who say it's their favorite food because it's like so just cliche, but it's really good. I mean,
this coffee's really good.
Yeah,
you can't deny it's.
I have never met a person who doesn't like pizza. I've met people who don't like chocolate. I've met people who don't like pretty much everything, but. Everyone can find a pizza that they like.
Party, pizza party. Party, pizza party.
Kind of.
Reese's boyfriend, Al, allegedly doesn't like pizza.
This is what he said or what
I'm calling rat on the whole thing because... We were like, what is, he came to visit. We're like, what's his favorite food? And she, like, because there's good pizza in Binghamton. There's tons of different, let's get some Nurchies or whatever. She's like, Reese goes, he doesn't really like pizza. And we're like, what does that even mean?
What does that mean?
Like, duh.
He just being bitter.
He's from Israel. But that, I mean, that's okay. I don't know
that's
what
okay.
That
nothing
has anything to do with it. Like, but I'm just giving you some context. Yeah. And she kept, like, she stood by that statement. But he ate pizza when he was here, obviously. And he wasn't, like, vomiting.
No, wait. No, I'm barfing. I'm barfing right now. I'm not barfing.
Okay.
Wait, I'm barfing. I'm barfing. Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude. Oh, God.
He wasn't like, it took one bite and then ate some celery.
Yeah. So I think Reese was just being annoying.
Did he just come over from Israel for college?
Yeah.
Like, what if his only exposure to pizza is college, campus pizza?
They go to college in Newark, in the city, so there's plenty of good pizza down there.
Want to get a beats?
We order a beats?
That's funny, though. What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
Right. I'm like, duh, shut up. Just stupid, it's just dumb.
That's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
I don't know.
Well, I jumped right in to, like, just toppings.
There I am at Lorenzo's, loading up my slice at the Fixin's Bar.
I hate
stuff.
Did you jump into toppings debates? Like, people are like, yep, what?
That's on there.
Put that on, like, the whole fucking
getting
pineapple,
pissed about toppings.
The pineapple ham thing that's become this cultural, like, movement.
Yeah.
Is so stupid.
That's stupid.
Like, who? All right. Okay. Maybe you don't like it. But so what? Some people do.
And the argument now is like, does it belong on a pizza?
Is it pizza?
It's almost pizza.
Come on, that's pizza.
Nope, it's very nearly pizza, but not quite. It's almost pizza.
Right.
Is it pizza? Yeah. It's just like, yes, you can put whatever the fuck you want on a pizza.
So it's tofu pizza or something like that.
No, you could put tofu on a pizza and still legally call it pizza. But don't call this pizza. It's almost pizza. Pizza that's practically pizza in every way, except for a few key ones.
Although
that's
the
whole point.
I take
that's part of the point.
I take some umbrage with that. I have it because we'll eventually get into my entry gimmick pies, which I have no tolerance for. But, like, at some point, like, where does it cease to become a pizza?
It's not a pizza till it comes out of the oven.
It's a pizza the moment you put your fish in the dough.
Because these are my personal rules, though.
Okay, let's hear it.
I feel like a pizza's got to have tomato sauce. Like, if you do, like, oh, man, we got a chicken bacon ranch, where it's just, like, bread with chicken, bacon, and ranch on it. That's not a fucking pizza.
It's not a pizza till it comes out of the oven.
I don't know if I'm with you on that one.
It's a cheesesteak pizza. Is it?
Yeah, for me, it has to have crust, sauce, and cheese.
Cheese. Yeah.
And it's such a... Unless it's a basic cheese pep.
Oh, yeah, what'd you make there? Oh, you know, it was a basic cheese pep.
Dub's just flexing on working at a pizza place, basically.
But then us pushing him on it and him basically being like, I did one thing.
You had one job.
Just the one.
Yep. All right.
I get where you're going.
Go to your topic. Go to your toppings thing, because I agree with you.
So my topping stuff is the duality of no one can agree on toppings.
Right.
Like, that was a thing that I think was hot years ago. And I remember it, there was some TV show where it was like, somebody had to get a group of people to disagree. I feel like it was like Garfield.
What?
And they were like, it was like some family that got along really well and they agreed about everything. And they're like, you can't, like, we like each other so much. You can't get us to disagree. And then someone was like, ask them to agree on a pizza topping, and then they, like, couldn't do it. I can't remember what show it was.
Garfield?
No, I don't. That was just a guess. But I distinctly remember it, and there was a time period where that was a thing, where it was like, oh, man, no one can agree. It's got to be an argument.
Well, yeah, it obviously was, because it became, like, a marketing campaign of, like, chain. Like, everybody's happy thing. Like, didn't Pizza Hut do, like...
No one out-pizzas the Hut.
The box that had, like, four tiers, so you could get a different...
Yep.
And they were, like, drawers that you pulled out. Yep. Yeah, there was a whole movement where it was, like... Everybody's happy with the new fucking Pizza Hut toppings. I hate that because it's not hard.
It's not hard. The only trouble you get into is it's basically like, do we want meat?
We have the meat.
I guess.
Obviously, some people don't want meat. I get it.
Right.
And if you're getting meat, it's like, who is like... No, I want meat, but I don't want sausage.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Who is that picky?
Who wants a meatza?
Right, exactly. But just that whole thing where... And it happens. Like, there are people who are picky enough where they're like... There's this... We get pizza a lot at work.
Party!
And there was this guy who was just like,
wait,
don't get onions on it or I won't eat it.
Wait, Scrooge lets you get pizza?
Well, we do it right under his nose.
And was this guy who opposed to onions, was he gay? Because that was kind of the voice you did.
No. Well, I don't know. But he had like, he's like, don't get onions and don't get... some kind of meat.
Check into the meat suite.
I don't remember. I think it was sausage.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausage?
And it was just like, okay.
Got
it's fine. But, like, honestly, also, if you can't agree, you can always just get cheese, and that's it.
Basic cheese pat.
Like, it's not hard to get pizza right on your order anyways. Right. So that always bothers me.
I think standard ordering procedure is you get a plane, you get one plane, at least.
Unless you're positive everyone's down for
no,
the toppings.
No, you just get a plane for Dick Dickerson.
I don't want onions.
Just do it. Whatever. Yeah. To that point... I have ordering half pies, where it's like, let's do half pepperoni, half peppers and onions. Like, no! Just get one of each! Like, why are we fucking splitting pies down the middle? So then I get some onion juice and pepper juice on my pepperoni, and it's all fucking mixed together.
Yeah, and then they don't want... they're touching.
Worse is my wife.
This is my wife!
She'll go, like, quarters. Give me quarter this and then Yikes. Half this or two thirds. I'm just like, dude, if you just, there's no more of that. No half pies. You get, if you want that topping, I'm fine. Get a whole pie of it.
We order our beets?
Like, it doesn't fucking go bad. It always gets eaten. Always.
This is your fry argument again.
I've never thrown out piece of pizza. Why would you do that? So this ties into another one of mine that we'll get to, but
wait, don't go off toppings yet though. I got more.
Well, half pies. I hate it. I hate half pies.
Quarter pies.
Yeah. Just quarter pie.
But stupid. on the agree on toppings thing, there's also the opposite, there's the guy who wants to please everybody. Like, this happened just the other day. We this guy's leaving, so he bought pizza for everybody. And he's like, and like most of the people there aren't picky at all. And he's like, I figure we'll get a cheese and pepperoni. We'll get this pie. We'll get this pie. And everyone's like, all right, yeah, that sounds good. But then he's like, are you sure that this is okay? He goes to every person. Like,
good with that?
You like all these? Like, there's nothing on here you're not going to like. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's fine. I'm not going to eat all three pizzas myself.
I can't cater like that. You end up being just, like, all right, we're going to do one large pie. One slice is mushroom. One slice is pepperoni. Yeah.
Everyone gets their own slice.
One slice is fucking olives for some reason. I don't know who would ever do that. But one is pineapple.
And then that starts a whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, so there's both sides of that.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
People who are, like, super picky, and then the people who you're like, yeah, that's good, but they keep just pushing it because they want to make sure it's perfect.
It's fucking pizza, dude. Just
order the pizzas.
We order our beats?
Yeah.
Be a normal guy and just eat the pizza.
Be a normal gay.
Let it shake out how it's going to shake out.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to throw in an exotic pie, go ahead. That's, I mean, my second one, I didn't say my first one yet. My second one was gimmick pie. Gimmick pies are just exotic pies. I just don't have the patience for them. Just crazy toppings. The stuffed crust is fucking bullshit.
That's some old bullshit.
Like, that's so dumb.
That's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
I don't know.
And have you seen Papa John's is back pushing stuffed crust?
Jackaroni.
It looks fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine. Because you're basically just eating a fucking piece of string cheese. After like,
yep, that's
10
exactly
minutes,
what it is.
It's just hard. Because it's not going to stay hot like a mozzarella stick, you fucking morons. Nope. Cheeseburger crust. These are all Pizza Hut concoctions.
No one out-pizzas the Hut.
Cheeseburger crust. Just add little mini burgers in it.
The funniest one I saw is the one where the crust is like, was it garlic knots? Where you could like tear it off of the crust?
Yeah, there was like a breadstick one.
Right.
Breadstick crust.
It sounds like what you're saying is pizza chains, which I have on my list.
See, I didn't go that far because I fucking love Pizza Hut and I love Little Caesars and I love Domino's.
Domino's Pizza. So avoid the noid. Domino's Pizza delivers. Call now.
For what they do for
Domino's is
for
the
world.
Worst.
It's not, though. Hot dog crust, ZD pizza. Just ZD on it. And it weighed.
Now,
I had a slice of ZD pizza once. It was like 15 pounds.
I bet.
Wait. Mizza.
Presenting the new Italian Originals Mizza Trio from Domino's.
Tender prosciutto.
Italian sausage.
Tender prosciutto.
Spicy pepperoni.
It's just funny to say.
Yep.
It's a great idea. The pizzone.
Straight up jamming on this pizzone.
Huh? Oh, sorry. I wasn't paying attention because I was straight up jamming on this pizzone.
Jamming on the taco pizza, cheesesteak, just like then making other foods pizza was an offshoot of the gimmick pies and exotic pies. And then the ultimate is the Batman calzone.
Batman can fight crime, but only you can bring home the Batman calzone from Little Caesars with pizza and calzone crust.
So you tell us, who's the real hero?
Walk in and walk out with the Batman Calzone and see the Batman in theaters March 4th.
Pizza, pizza.
It just came out.
Yep, saw that. Just shaped like a Batman logo.
Batman logo, but part calzone, part pizza.
Now, there's a local place up here that's like that, where it's like crazy pizzas.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. But I totally get what you're saying. It's just like when you put other carbs on a pizza where it's like, this has macaroni and cheese on the cheese. Pizza. It's like, why,
fries.
Though?
Here's some fries on it.
But why?
Dumb. That's what I mean. That's, to me, putting that's not pizza.
It looks like pizza. It's meant to.
But it's not. If it was pizza, it would just say pizza.
What was it? Mashed potatoes. Putting mashed potatoes on a pizza.
Pizza life begins at tomato sauce.
What gives you the right to tell me how I would make my pie?
I can't go with that because...
Because what?
Because chicken wing pizza
No,
is the best.
It's good. I'm not saying that those things taste bad. I'm saying that's not a pizza. That's some other thing.
If it's almost dinner, it's almost time for almost pizza. The thing that's much like pizza, roughly speaking.
I think it's still a pizza.
It's not.
It's got a sauce and it's got a crust.
So it's just hot sauce.
And it's got cheese.
It's not just drizzled on the top, the hot sauce?
No, it's like a blue cheese base.
Duh. They have all that shit down here. Chicken speedy pizza. Bullshit.
That's some old bullshit.
Honey mustard, whatever the fuck. Dumb.
That's dumb.
It's not dumb.
It's just dumb.
Why is it dumb?
I don't know.
What is it then?
I don't know. It's something
else.
What
do you call it?
It's like a fucking casserole or something. I don't care.
Flat? Is it a flatbread? I have... This is kind of a two-pronger. I have not enough toppings and too many toppings. Meaning, the worst is when you order a pepperoni pizza and there's like two pepperonis on each
just two
piece.
Yeah. They're sticking
like
you.
the place not putting enough toppings on it, but sure. Then also too much toppings because I've had like pizzas that have like Bozanas. Peppers and onions where it's just like it just ruins the integrity of the pizza
that
altogether because it's
Bozanas,
right? Bozanas,
like,
that's a good
too
one.
Too much cheese,
yeah,
and too much pepperoni. It was overwhelming.
Right.
And it was not good.
There's a place we order from at work.
Party! Pizza party! Party! Pizza party!
That's not enough topping. Like, almost every time. And I'm just like, why do
you
keep ordering it?
Back there?
And they're like, it's good. And I'm like, is it?
Is it the...
Why
though?
Not just get cheese then? Because ordering toppings is pointless. You don't get any.
Yeah, that's dumb. I guess this is sort of in the same vein. The toppings, too few toppings is not good. But my big bugaboo is just too much sauce.
Don't get lost in the sauce.
Just wet pizza. I hate...
That was my next one.
I hate too much sauce. Like, no other ratios.
Less is more with sauce.
Yeah, I want to just be able to taste it. I don't want the consistency of it. I want to be drinking it.
The worst is when you bite into a pizza with too much sauce.
Don't get lost in the sauce.
And it just, like, squirts out
everywhere.
The sides.
Yeah, I'm just like, duh.
That's way too much.
Too much sauce. Lost in the sauce.
Yes.
Don't get lost in the sauce.
Malik Sealy, baby. And then, on the topic of too much, not enough, not getting enough pizza.
Duh.
Like when you have a party or something. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're getting pizza. We'll get pizza for everybody. And then it's like,
yeah,
this is not enough pizza.
Yeah. See my earlier rant about just fucking order it.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't have too much.
You cannot.
It just doesn't happen.
You know who is a major violator of this one, right?
No.
Newton's. Yeah, we'd go over it. Like, they'd be like, oh, come over and swim, and we're getting pizza. And they'd get, like, one
Are you, though?
Large. Yeah, no, they weren't. They were not
Are
getting
you?
Pizza.
Well, that...
But we have one. Other things.
Right. No, you don't.
Some dumb parent's going to be like, you suck, Blue. And you'd be like, no, I don't.
No, I don't.
My other I would like the pizza.
Was just basically ordering with other people. Is
how so?
The worst. That because that's the issue. I know how much pizza I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is more than anyone else in the room can conceive of. So you have to order based on who's there, right? So like I know some fucking stiff who has like, oh, I'll just have two slices.
Just two.
Like I'm a two slice. I'm like, no, that's not gonna work. Because if you're ordering and I'm there and you're projecting two slices for me,
just two,
we're going to have a problem. So I'm like, we do this stuff with Gushas all the time and it's different numbers. It's like now Reese, Dom and Mason are away.
Yeah.
So you don't get as much. But over Easter, all of them were back and Al was here. And I'm like, there better be enough fucking pizza. Ordering with other people is the front runner right now. Because inevitably Mary will make some like offhand joke about me. Orion needs this much. And I'm like, yeah.
Is she gay? You just that voice you just did made her sound gay.
No, not even close to the one that you did. And she makes it a joke to, like, embarrass me into not getting as much pizza. Like I'll be like, no, don't. It's okay. I'm only going to have... And I've never been like... I've been like, yeah, you better get a full pizza for me alone.
If I know anything about you, that would make you want to eat more pizza.
Just straight-faced, like... I'm like, no. I'm eating an entire pizza. So, there's one... You guys can deal with the rest. I would like pepperoni, thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if you remember this, but it's one of my, it's one of my core memories, pretty much. Do you remember when we went with Dad to Cleveland?
Cleveland! This is for you!
To that Cavs game?
I remember that. I don't know.
And you and I shared a hotel room.
Yeah.
And we ordered pizza at some point. Party. Pizza party. Party. Pizza party. And I was just a stupid kid. So I won, had no money.
Nice.
And And two, didn't have a clue about life. And you're like, yeah, we'll get some pizza. And I think you ordered a smaller pizza for me. And like a bigger one for you. Cause I was under 16, I think. And we got the pizzas and I ate mine. And you were eating yours. And I like, without asking, went over to like take one out of your box. And you like shut it down
what
immediately.
Are you doing here? Wait,
you're like, you went, whoa, 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 whoa.
What are we doing?
Whoa, whoa. What's going on?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm hungry. And you're like, well,
that's on you,
this
bro.
This is my pizza. So I just sat on the bed hungry.
That's on you, bro. But it's worse when it's
But
like,
that taught me. I was like, okay, I need to either tell people how much pizza I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Or order it myself.
Be very honest about it. But it's worse when you're in different settings. Like, with Gusha's, it's whatever. But, like, people you don't... You're just mad, yeah, or you don't know, or you're at, like, a party or something.
Party! Pizza party! Party! Pizza party!
And it's like, oh, we'll get some pizza. And you're like, oh, here we go with the fucking... Now I gotta negotiate, like...
And you can't just be, like, blunt about it.
No, That's when Mary will make her stupid joke.
That's hilarious.
And I'll be like, no, that's not a joke. One large pizza, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I'll bring that right out for you, sir.
And then ordering with other people is also where to order from. Well, where should we get it? And then everybody's got a fucking opinion.
Right. And then there's the toppings. What should we get on it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a rabbit hole that you don't want to go down.
I feel like this is the food version of watching TV.
Yeah, a little bit. Definitely some parallels. My next one was just Papa John's.
This right here is the papadilla, which, if I'm not mistaken, is Latin for better than a sandwich. Even has a better pickle. Papadillas for just $6. Better ingredients, better pizza, better than a sandwich. Papa John's.
Like, that's where I draw the line. You said, oh, chains? I'm like, no, just Papa John's. Fuck them.
Yeah, it's definitely the lowest quality pizza of the highest quality pizza of the low quality pizzas.
Personally, I think it's the highest quality pizza of the low quality pizzas.
And here's the thing. Little Caesars, and Goosh will back me up on this, and it's Mason obviously loves
well,
it.
Well, Mason's favorite pizza. Which is fucked.
It's like, not duh. Thinking that he's serious.
He was 100% serious.
Brosetti's is clearly his favorite.
7979960.
He would murder someone for it. Little Caesars, Domino's, and Pizza Hut all just sort of, they have a market and they have a service they provide. And Papa John's can go fuck itself. Little Caesars is good. It's hot. It tastes good. It's not great pizza, but it's just good, shitty pizza. And it's cheap.
The highest quality of the low quality pizzas.
And it's ready. And it's hot. Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
there's
a
nostalgia factor to Pizza Hut that I will always carry with me.
It's a pizza looking taco tasting pizza. A pizza looking taco tasting pizza. A pizza looking taco tasting pizza. New taco pizza at Pizza Hut.
But I 100% agree, but it doesn't. You don't get it when you order it. You have to go there.
Not true.
You have to get it out of the pan, pizzas.
And Domino's is kind of the same. It's such a college, for me.
That's the I'm broke.
But this is the worst. This is one of mine is trying to relive the glory days of pizza. So like, there's probably been 20 times since college where Mary and I will be like, let's get Domino's. Like it'll feel like kind of like that whole, you'll cash in on that, and it'll taste as good. Nothing tasted as good as a fucking deep dish Domino's pie at fucking 2 a.m.
Just 2.
With Ed. It's just sitting in the hallway because everyone else is asleep eating it. Nothing. It's so good.
Yeah, I understand.
So, like, but every time we've tried to recreate it, like, since college, it's been like, you get through, like, 2 slices, and you're like, I don't know.
You're just like,
what are we doing here?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, like, Pizza Hut lunch buffet.
It's it's one of the great institutions in this country.
Yes.
But Pizza Huts are closing left and right.
No one out pizzas the Hut.
Unfortunately.
So, my buddy Mike.
Hey, Mike.
He's a very picky eater. He only eats. He's basically Knox, but an adult. I'm an adult. He eats like pancakes and pizza and like two other things.
Just two.
But he used to work at a Pizza Hut. And he used to sneak. The stuffed crust cheese. They came in like rings.
Yeah.
Like pre-made. Yeah. Crust rings, and it was just basically a circular cheese stick, like you said. String cheese. And you would just sneak them and eat the whole thing.
I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
And he's bitter because he loves Pizza Hut. It's like his favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And there he's like so bitter that they're all closing.
Right. Or my next one. Just making them express. Pizza Hut Express.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
That's some old bullshit.
But Papa John, Papa John can eat a dick.
Eat a dick. Eat a dick. Eat a fucking dick like this. Put on your dick eating gloves. Get ready to gobble a dick up. If you don't like this dick, sitch. Eat a dick, bitch.
Well, him as a person and his pizza.
The whole...
Yeah.
The whole shebang.
Shaq taking it over.
Shaq-a-roni.
You might have an issue with this one, but I just hate this. It's like, the entry is, everyone thinks their hometown pizza is the best.
Yeah, it's stupid. Pizza pride.
Yes, pizza pride. That's a good way to put it.
The whole beef about... Because
for the longest
Chicago,
time...
No, Chicago, New York, Detroit, like, fuck you, Brooklyn, like, who cares?
So what?
Like, it's these people's lives depend on it.
I'm talking even more, like, specific than that. Like us being loyal to Pizza Inn. And it was, like, in hindsight, like, horrible pizza.
Well, I have a beef with Buffalo pizza in general.
Contradicting what you just said.
No, I just think Buffalo pizza is bad.
Why is that?
I never had much good pizza there. Oh. I mean, but
that's what I mean. Everyone here thinks it's the best.
Yeah, that's crazy talk.
And everyone from Binghamton thinks Binghamton pizza is the best. Everyone from... Oh, what do you think?
People do. I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
totally
agree.
That's
what I'm saying.
Pizza pride is dumb.
I know. That's a contender for me.
I could have been a contender.
And it goes even, like, it goes even deeper than just, like, the city. Like, to the pizza place.
Take that shit outside! Don't disrespect the pizza parlor!
Where it's like, guys are like, I only order from this place. Why? Like, right. That's fine. But, like, is there really a difference? That much of a difference? You just are like, it's like a sports team.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football, tennis, hockey, golf.
They're just like, no, that's my place. It's the only place I go.
It's my place.
So, yes, Pizza Pride.
Pizza Pride
contender.
Is pretty good as a contender. But at the same time, there are places where the pizza is better. Like, pizza down south is fucking trash.
I'm the trash man.
Oh my God. Ryan, Pennsylvania.
Not even down south.
Dude. So the first time I went to Megan's, and now I went to school in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, he went
to
a Christian college.
Right. It was rough.
That was a rough.
And then I went further south into Pennsylvania when I went home with Megan. And she hadn't really been outside of the area much. So we had the pizza. And I was like, this is borderline inedible.
But it's food, though, right?
Come on! Mmm, pizza! Nice one, Mom!
Okay, hang on here. What exactly is this, Carol?
It looks like pizza.
It's meant to.
But it's not. If it was pizza, it would just say pizza.
And it wasn't a chain. It was like a local place. So I was like, oh, like, maybe it's
what
good.
What if it had been a chain? You would have been in heaven.
Yeah, it would have been better, probably. But it's brutal. It's just absolutely brutal. Like, the people who work there or started that restaurant have never gone anywhere that has good pizza, and we're like, oh,
maybe we should try this. Maybe we should try some seasoning. Maybe we should try some sauce.
Right. Maybe not dump a whole can of sauce on one pizza.
Don't get lost in the sauce.
But, yeah, you're right. Where places that have bad pizza. Where is it? Bad pizza.
Well, I have...
down south is rough.
I have that, too. Bad pizza. It's like...
What was the entry that brought me to that?
I said...
Oh, you said there are places with better pizza.
And better pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's... You're right. It's localized. Even that is localized. Like, in Buffalo, there are plenty of shitty pizza places. But there are good ones, too.
Yes.
Like every community, no one's community is like, every single pizza place is the best ever.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. And nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
Right.
Which people, that's what you're saying. People will fight you on that. Like Buffalo people will be like, no, every single place. Bozana's is sweet.
Yes. That might be exclusive to Buffalo, actually. No, well, maybe not. I guess New York's kind of like that. But, yeah, if Buffalo people are like, oh, yeah, they got a good pizza. Most of the guys are like, anywhere you go that's not a chain, they're like, yeah, it's great. It's good pie. Dude, you said too much sauce, which I totally agree with. But I also have just floppy pizza.
Zero flop. I mean, absolutely zero flop.
I don't care about a flop. You get a fold on it, you're good.
Nah, I don't like when the crust is floppy.
I don't like when it's...
And you mentioned wet. Like, that helps it be flaccid.
If you got a... Just wet. If they double down on wet with too much sauce and just too much grease, it's just not going to go well. I shouldn't have to pat it down.
Oh, I never do. I just go with
it. That makes it wet. I don't want wet pie.
But it's already wet. You patting it down.
No,
the wetness is affecting the crust.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
Pat the grease off the top? What are you talking about? How does it? It makes it less wet.
Why is everything fucking wet?
I've never had that much grease.
Oh, it must be that sweet buffalo pie. Ask your buddy Dubs. He's been flipping pies.
Basic juice pie.
He's been flipping pies since he was 10.
I have, when you can't tell what's on it. Like when you show up and they've ordered pizza.
Party. Pizza party. Party. Pizza party.
And it's there and you're like, what is it?
That's usually a...
Like I should be...
That's usually a gimmick pie.
I should be able to tell what's on my pizza. And now that I think of it, the worst is if there's mushrooms on a pizza and they use those, like, canned mushrooms.
Yeah.
Where they're like, those are the worst.
The worst.
That's worst pizza topping for me.
They should let you...
Mush. Gotta get some mush.
They should let you know about that. Like,
you're right. Absolutely.
Like they do with sausage. They're like, well, it's like crumbled or chopped or whatever, sliced. Right. They should tell you, oh, these mushrooms have been in a can for 17 years.
What are you talking about, mush?
A basic cheese mush. What about pizza math, which is actually... It's actually a Heffernan scrape.
My eyes are getting weary. My back is getting tight. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight.
Oh, let's go.
Well, there's so many pizza scrapes with Heffernan, but
I'm sure
this is one of the direct Kevin James bits that he put into the show. He's like, you have to do pizza math when you get pizza with a group of people. And there's, you know, well, he's had two and he's had one. I've had two and there's two left. So who gets the last two? Like, who gets it?
Mm-hmm.
And that whole...
Again, all a byproduct of not ordering enough pizza.
Right, all a product byproduct of ordering with other people. But yeah, that's a classic Kevin James / Doug Heffernan scrape. Because he's fat and he likes to eat.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to... Yes. He doesn't want to get, shortchanged on his slices.
Sure.
So that's just a classic Heffernan. So yeah, pizza math. I would roll that in with ordering with other people. Just doing that stupid count of like, okay, how many will you have? Like that. Like that's not how it works. Is that maybe that is how normal people function with pizza? It's like, I'll have two, and then the pizza arrives, and you just have two? Like, how the fuck does that happen?
Just two.
How are you not like, oh shit, this is fucking good, and eat six?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Or at least you should have the option to do that. You can't hold me to my pre-pizza on the table number. So I'm sitting in at a place. How much pizza should we get? I'll just have two.
Just two.
And then it comes out and it's fucking sweet.
Sweet!
Now I just gotta have two?
Just two.
Why would you do that to somebody?
I don't know.
Just get all the pizza and we'll sort it out later.
The next one I have is connected to this. I've mentioned it, but it's ordering pizza at work, which I guess kind of falls under your ordering with other people. But that's kind of, there's all these unwritten rules when you're at work where it's like, because you're not buying it usually.
Party. Pizza party. Party. Pizza party.
It's like someone buys it.
Scrooge.
No, not usually. And then you do that dance where there's like, you know, there's 20 people and you're like, well, I'm starving, but I don't want to be the guy who comes in hot and eats six slices then someone doesn't get any.
I do want to be the guy. Just
no, you don't.
Just be the guy.
Be a normal guy.
No, you don't want to do that. That's a bad look.
Then you just kick in some extra scrajole. Here's from you eat like eight pieces.
Spoken like a guy who just orders pizza for himself in his office.
You should just eat like eight pieces and just like throw a bunch of singles on and be like, yeah, here
you go,
get the fuck out of here.
Although that doesn't help the guy who's left with nothing for lunch.
He'll take that $8.
Nah, I think he'd rather have the pizza
in singles.
It's lasagna, zanya, za, pizza, so. See, lasagna, zanya, za, so, pizza, zanya, za, pizza, so. Lasagna, za, pizza, so.
People who hate on frozen pizza.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bad ones, but there's a lot of good ones.
Yep. Like, blanket frozen pizza sucks.
Right. I don't eat frozen pizza.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Period.
That's just an ignorant take.
It's just lazy.
Yeah.
And fucking cliche. Like, be a normal guy.
Be a normal guy.
Be interesting.
Yep. Yep. And sub entry. Tony's Pizza is going away from the good pepperoni that curls into a perfect half circle.
Yeah, they made that switch, and it hasn't been the same.
The worst.
What do you want on your tombstone?
And what do you want on your tombstone?
Yeah, right.
To your Tony's thing, I hate tiny pepperonis.
That's fair.
And that's a Bozana. It's a PTSD from Bozana. Bozana's had that little tiny, but like super thick somehow pepperoni.
Yeah.
And the cheese was like an inch thick and would get just hard after like a minute.
I don't know if the Tony's, the old Tony's pepperonis were actual like meat.
It probably wasn't.
But they were, they might have been my favorite pepperonis I've ever had. Yeah. They were friggin' perfect. And they'd get crispy.
Yeah, I understand.
And form the grease cup. Oh my god, that was the best. The best.
I'm pretty sure I introduced you to Tony's pizzas.
That would make sense.
What about calling it za?
It's lasagna. Zanya. Za. Pizza. So. See? Lasagna, zanya, za. So. Pizza. Zanya, za. Pizza. So. Lasagna's our pizza, so.
Yeah.
That's another Heffernan. Spence comes in, he's like, hey, you wanna go down to Cooper's and get a slice of za? And he's like, yeah, I can't right now. And also, they haven't called it za since 1982. Classic Heffernan. Nice. Just calling it za.
Calling it za.
What about when it reheats poorly? Some pizzas just don't heat up right. But some are just as good. Like, give me a pie that you can reheat and get the same pleasure.
Yes, agree. I have microwaving it.
Ugh. Who fucking does that?
A lot of people.
Oh my god.
Like, if you don't, like, reheat your pizza in an oven or a toaster oven, like, you're doing it wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah. 100%.
I have deep dish pizza. Is it pizza?
And it's not exactly pizza either. It's almost pizza.
Come on, that's pizza.
Nope, it's very nearly pizza, but not quite. It's almost pizza.
Yeah, it's got sauce and cheese and crust.
That, to me, that's more like a casserole than any of the ones you're talking about. Yeah.
Deep dish or Chicago style?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Chicago style deep dish.
It's fantastic.
I thought the argument wasn't if it's good or bad.
It's pizza. It's got tomato sauce, cheese, and bread, like you said, crust.
Okay.
So, there. What about this one? Getting spoiled by pizza. So, like, we have Nurchi's down here. And I think it's very, very good pizza, right? But you have it at every fucking thing. Like, you go to a school thing, and there's Nurchi's. And you get to the point where you're like, fuck.
I need something else.
You're like, Nurchi's? Yeah. You're, like, pissed about it? Like, we have the luxury of living in a place where, like, there's a lot of good pizza. But I'm like, oh, Nurchi's. You just take it for granted, that kind of thing. That
overexposure.
Yeah. Not even that. It's just like, I've had this, you know, even if you haven't had it in a while, you're like, oh, it's just Nurchi's. You just kind of, you sleep on it, I guess.
Yeah.
And to the point where sometimes you'll go to, like, a thing and they'll have pizza.
Party! Pizza party! Party! Pizza party!
And you'll be like, oh, it's not Nurchi's. It's this other thing.
Something else.
Like, oh, sweet. But just getting spoiled by it.
Yeah, that's good. Do they still make that pie at Bros Eddie's?
What?
With the American cheese on it?
Yeah, that's Brosetti's.
797-9960. Call Brosetti's for pizza to go. 797-9960.
Yeah, that's just straight Brosetti's.
Megan was told me, she was like, you should put that on the list. Putting American cheese on a pizza. I'm like, duh, it's so good.
Brosetti's. I mean, it might be my favorite of all time. The sweet crust, it's so good, dude.
It is. It's delicious. It's definitely a top five pizza I've ever had, as is their white.
Yes.
Their white pie is unbelievable.
No doubt.
I miss that.
We got Brosetti's the other night, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Do you have this one? Man. Calling those things that grandma makes at Christmas mini pizzas?
Little pizzas?
With just case in point.
Bread and cheese and a pepperoni.
No, cheddar cheese, a single pepperoni on
no sauce.
A fucking, what is that even? Melba toast.
Yep, no sauce.
Ugh.
I made the little pizza reference at Mom and Dad's on Easter, and I was like, Gigi showed up, and I was like, where's the little pizzas and Krabbies?
Krabbies.
I have pizzas that are 90% dough. Where it's just like too much dough.
I actually get double dough at Cortez.
Well, that's different.
Oh.
Because they compensate for the extra dough with, like, toppings. I'm talking about a pizza where it's the ratio's not right.
Double dough sausage at Cortez might be my favorite pizza of all time. That's
legit. Saying that eight different pizzas just two. Might be your favorite pizza of all time.
I just said two.
Just two.
People who don't eat the crust. You ever see that? That was like
giving your crust to a person.
Not even that.
Do you want my crusts?
Just
that's Knox.
In college, Dever was just like, there'd just be a pizza box of just crusts. Like.
Yeah, no, you know what?
Just in the box.
That's a contender.
Like, what are you doing?
Because, yes, fucking that's so good. Because then that's a trick that people use to eat more pizza.
I'm not eating the crust.
They don't fill up on crust, so they eat more of the good parts. I also have people who say the crust is the best part.
I mean,
what the fuck is that?
A good crust is...
No, I'm sorry.
I'll put it on par. I just had a pie from Nick's, and the crust was the star. Easily.
I can't fathom any bite of crust being better than a bite with cheese, sauce, crust, and toppings on it.
Right. Dunk it in your soda like Mom?
Mom style.
Did that with it. It was fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, that's good. Crust, that's a contender.
So is...
Not eating the crust and people asking if you want their crust.
So is getting half pies. My last... I have two...
Just two.
...quick ones. One is the game pizza party and that stupid fucking jingle. Party. Pizza party. Party. Pizza pot where you, like, make a pizza and then, like...
Hey, look here, there's a brand new game, Pizza Party. That's the name. You make a pizza, as you can see, with onions, mushrooms, or pepperoni. You could lose if you have to switch, so you'd better be sharp, you better be slick.
Party. Pizza Party.
Come on.
Party. Pizza Party.
Put boogers on it or something. I don't know what it is. But the other one My last one is just getting a medium pizza. Like, medium pizzas.
Any size that's not the biggest size.
You should just say, you shouldn't have to say a size. Unless you want, like, a sheet, right?
That's the only difference. It should be large, slice, large, and sheet.
Right. So we were at Nick's with the Gooshes one night, and they were like, she was taking orders, and I'm like, I'll have a pepperoni pizza. And she's like, large or medium? And I go, Siri, I want your genuine answer. Has anyone ever ordered a medium pizza? Like, who in the world orders
somebody who doesn't want a large?
A medium pizza. Who doesn't want a large? Again, it's not going to waste. If you don't eat it at the restaurant, you fucking take it home. And you have it for lunch.
Just inexplicable.
It is.
Not being able to fathom a person who would want a smaller size pizza is hilarious.
Are you fathoming it?
Yes.
You've ordered a medium before?
I acknowledge that there are people who do order pizzas. Why would they have the size then?
I don't know.
Nobody ordered them. There are people who are just like, I just want
fucking PC,
this much pizza.
PC culture, man.
But you being this fired up about it
is mediums great. Existing is the entry. And don't even fucking start with a small. If you...
What about... just going to say, what about like personal pan pizzas?
That was a pizza. The personal pan... Then they did the sliders, pizza sliders.
Pizza Hut's new big pizza sliders are here.
They're here.
So much more than just a slice.
Totally. They're big.
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 Delicious sliders.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Get 9 in a box for just $10.
$10?
$10.
$10.
Pizza gimmicks.
Just doing other food things with pizza.
Yeah.
That's it.
I have a couple more. I have ESPN's cold pizza.
Yep. Precursor to...
Calling your morning show cold pizza.
It was a precursor to all these other shitty shows on ESPN, morning shows.
That's why it's the worst. And then I have pizzas equaling cool, i.e. the Ninja Turtles.
Right.
Just being like, all right, these guys are cool and they're ninjas. What are they going to eat? What's their favorite food? Pizza. Because it's cool.
That's literally the only thing they eat.
Right. Which is weird.
It is fucking weird.
Because they're turtles.
They're fueled by pizza and fighting Shredder.
And my last one, which I think is... a good one, is the whole anchovy stigma.
Yeah, like where it was anchovies. Like,
that was
the
representative
pizza
of right.
Yeah, all just of it. Being oh, like, you get anchovies, man.
Yeah. Oh man, let's order a pizza to his house. Get anchovies.
Extra
on it.
Anchovies. Wink.
It's like.
Yeah.
Dubs and I ordered a pizza with anchovies on it because we were sick of that. Punchline,
but was it?
And it like honestly wasn't that bad. Like it's just they're just salty.
Yeah,
but just like that,
right?
That joke and for how long that was around?
I think it's still around, but I feel like the whole pineapple ham thing is,
that's over. Yeah, it's definitely overtaken it.
Has overshadowed it in recent years. So I mean, it's I got ordering with other people.
That's strong.
That one. Mediums.
Not ordering enough pizza.
Mediums existing.
Mediums existing.
Half pies.
Pizza pride.
Pizza Pride is up there.
Honestly, the anchovy pineapple thing, the like pizza judgment. I don't know what you want
topping
to call
drama.
It. Yeah, that I hate it.
But the I mean, we're dancing around the. It's ordering with other people.
Talking. How about just talking about pizza with another person? Because it ultimately is one of those things. What pizza should we get?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's ordering with other people because it encompasses a lot of these. That encompasses half pies. Right? Because people are always like, well, let's just get half this and half that. It incorporates some pizza pride. Because it'd be like, oh, I'm not fucking ordering from there.
Right. I only get it from here.
Right. Pizza Pride's in there. Not ordering enough is in there. Pizza Math is in there. Like, it just... It seems like that's the...
It'll probably ultimately launch a is pineapple on a pizza...
Right.
Pizza.
Right.
Discussion.
Someone will try to order a medium...
All right, yeah, I'm good with that. Episode 165 of The Worst Podcast. The worst thing about pizza is...
ordering with other people.
Party, pizza party.
And here's the thing. Sometimes it's like... it's not even other people. It's just like if it's my family. And we're home and it's like, well, where should we get it from? And what should we get? And then you go through the same shit and it's almost just as excruciating as with other people. So
it's still a chore in your family. Like you 100%. Don't, it's not like this is what we get from here.
Yeah.
Like, don't you just have to pick the place and then you kind of have like a standard?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
if you guys ever eat pizza with Ryan, do not infringe on his allotted pizza.
Yeah.
Because he will rain down on you.
If I ordered it, you won't have to, because there'll be plenty for everybody. The worst podcast is...
Wait.
What?
I just want to thank you for giving me that core memory and that teaching me about that pizza lesson.
Hey, Doug Heffernan taught me, so... This has been The Worst Podcast, folks. We hope you learned something today. You can find us on The Line at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Worst Podcast with no vowels, WRSTPDCST. And you can find links to episodes and our Patreon, which is at www.patreon.com/WRSTPDCST. And there you can go get backlogged episodes, bonus content, and become a patron and help us out a little bit as we help you out every week by identifying the worsts. You can email us at theworstpodcastbrothers@gmail.com. And there you can send us feedback and comments, questions, anything really. I mean, we're here and we're here for you. So do any and all of those things early and often, and everybody wins. So